They've come down with the disease of what we call excusitis, which is invariably fatal to success. They all have good intentions, but as everyone knows, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So the first rule of success is simple. Vote yourself off the island. No more excuses. Do it or don't do it, but don't make excuses. Stop using your incredible brain to think up elaborate rationalizations and justifications for not taking action. Do something. Do anything. Get on with it. Repeat to yourself, if it's to be, it's up to me. Losers make excuses. Winners make progress. Now, how can you tell if your favorite excuse is valid or not? Simple. Look around you and ask, is there anyone else who has my same excuse who is successful anyway? When you ask this question, if you are honest, you'll have to admit that there are thousands and even millions of people who have had it far worse than you have, who have gone on to do wonderful things with their lives. And what thousands of millions of others have done, you can do as well if you try. It's been said that if the average person put as much energy into achieving their goals as they spend making up excuses for failure, they would literally surprise themselves. But first, you have to vote yourself off the island. Very few people start off with many advantages. Personally, I did not graduate from high school. I worked at laboring jobs for several years. I had limited education, limited skills, and a limited future. And then I began asking that question. Why are some people more successful than others? This question changed my life. Over the years, I read thousands of books and articles on the subjects of success and achievement. It seems that the reasons for these accomplishments have been discussed and written about for more than 2,000 years in every conceivable way. One quality that most philosophers, teachers, and experts agree on is the importance of self-discipline. It is discipline that you must have to resist the lure of excuses. It is self-discipline that enables you to vote yourself off the island. It is the key to a great life, and without it, no lasting success is possible. The development of self-discipline changed my life, and it will change yours as well. By continually demanding more from myself, I became successful in sales and then in management. I caught up on my schooling and took an MBA degree in my 30s, requiring thousands of hours of determined study. I imported Suzuki vehicles into Canada for the first time, set up 65 dealerships, and sold $25 million worth of them, starting with no knowledge of the industry, but I had the discipline and determination to learn and apply what I needed to do. I got into real estate development with no knowledge or experience, applied the power of discipline backed by hundreds of hours of work and study, and went on to build shopping centers, industrial parks, office buildings, and residential subdivisions. With self-discipline, I have built successful businesses in training, consulting, speaking, writing, recording, and distribution. My audio and video programs, books, seminars, and training programs have sold more than $500 million worth in 36 languages and 54 countries. I've consulted for more than 1,000 companies over the years and trained more than 5 million people in live seminars and talks. In every case, the practice of self-discipline has been essential to my success. I discovered that you can achieve almost any goal you set for yourself if you have the discipline to pay the price to do what you need to do and never give up. This program is designed for ambitious, determined men and women who want to achieve everything that is possible for them in life. It is designed for people who are hungry to do more, to have more, and to be more than they ever have before. Perhaps the most important insight of all with regard to success is that to achieve greatly, you must become a different person. It is not the material things you accomplish or acquire that matter so much. Instead, it is the quality of the person you must become to accomplish well above the average that is most important. The development of self-discipline is the high road that makes everything possible for you. This program will serve as your step-by-step guide to becoming a remarkable person who is capable of remarkable achievements. Some years ago, I was attending a conference in Washington, D.C. It was the lunch break, and I was eating at a nearby food fair. The area was crowded, and I sat down at the last open table by myself, even though it was a table for four. A few minutes later, an older gentleman and a younger woman who appeared to be his assistant came along, carrying trays of food and obviously looking for a place to sit. Having lots of room at my table, I immediately